It's a privilege to be with you this morning.
今天早晨能够来到这里分享，实在是我的特权。
And we have a further word of prayer.
我们先来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to gather in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你给我们这样的特权，我们可以靠着你儿子的名来聚集。
It is our confession this morning that our gathering is unto Him.
我们在这里，我们先承认，我们之所以能够聚集，是向着他。
Our gathering is in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们是靠着他的名来聚集。
And we are here for Him.
我们在这里聚集是为了他
For the sake of his name.
也是为了他的名的缘故
And we acknowledge that our Lord has promised his presence here to those gathered.
我们深信你的应许你今天就要在我们中间
Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst.
因为你说过只要有两三个人聚集你就在我们中间
Lord Jesus, we take hold of your word by faith.
主啊，今天我们用信心来抓紧你的话。
And we bow down before thee.
我们在你面前低头。
And we acknowledge that we have nothing except what we receive from thee.
我们向你承认，我们除了从你那里所领受的，我们一无所有。
Our hearts are open wide to thee.
我们的心现在向你大大的打开。
We confess our deep need of thee.
我们向你承认，我们实在有极大的需要。
Lord, we pray for an open heart.
我们求主你给我们一个敞开的心
An open ear
一个敞开的耳朵
And eyes that are open to see
而且我们的眼睛能够看到你
Lord, we pray that your voice would be heard today
主啊我们祷告你让你的声音能够今天被我们听得到
In spite of the inadequacy of the human vessels
而且能够真的在我们里面你就来做事
We pray that by your Holy Spirit you would be free
我们求主你的圣灵在这里能够自由的运行
And we commit the speaking of your word, the translating, the hearing of your word to you
我们在这个时候把讲的、翻译的还有听的都交在你的手里
And we do pray that you would deposit more of your word into our heart
我们深信你会把更多你的话语深印在我们心里
Make it real in our everyday life
使我们在每天的生活里面成为实际
Lord, that we may live in such a way that you will take delight
所以我们可以活出一个你喜悦的生活
And that your name will be glorified
而且你的名能够被高举
We pray in Jesus' precious name
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名
Amen, Amen. I'd like to read some verses from the Gospel of John
我们先要读一点在约翰福音里面的信息
First from John chapter 8
我们首先读到约翰福音第八章
Verse 56.
第56节
The Lord Jesus speaking to the Jews.
这是主耶稣对着犹太人说的
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?
犹太人说你还没有五十岁你怎么能够见过亚伯拉罕呢
Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣说我实实在地告诉你们还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我
Then they took up stones to throw at him.
于是他们拿石头要打他
Now John chapter 20.
我们看约翰福音二十章
Verse 30.
第三十节
And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Again, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
再一次，我们说记些事，这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Again, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
就可以因他的名得生命。
In John chapter 4,
我们翻到第四章
verse 3,
第三节。
He, the Lord Jesus, left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria.
约翰福音第四章第三节，他就离了犹大、犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。
So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。
Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因为走路困乏，就坐在井旁，那时约有午镇。
A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, Give me a drink, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝，那时门徒进城买食物去了。
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么能向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得着活水呢？
Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。
Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband and come here.
耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
所以妇人回答说，我没有丈夫。
Jesus said to her, You've well said, I have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly.
耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，但是你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
我们的祖宗是在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的这地方是在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is of the Jews.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we've read quite a few verses.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚读了一些经文。
The Gospel of John is the foundation of the Gospel.
约翰福音这本书就是整个救恩的基础。
For many believers, the first words of Scripture they hear are from the Gospel of John.
对于有许多信徒来讲，他们首先听到的信息就是约翰福音的信息。
As a young person, I remember the first time I was given a Gospel of John.
当我年轻的时候，我记得我首最一开始我就接触到约翰福音。
In those pages, I saw a Jesus that I had never seen before.
当我在读这约翰福音的时候，我从来没有看过这样的耶稣。
I'd heard the stories from my childhood.
我从小时候我就听到这样的故事。
But somehow through the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit really introduced me to the person of the Lord Jesus.
但是真的借着约翰福音，神就向我启示耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
I could really see that the eternal Son of God humbled himself and became a man and came down to the earth where I am.
我可以看到神的儿子是怎么样的谦卑下到人间。
And he sought me out in the very places where I had made a ruin of my life.
所以他在各地的来寻找我，在很多的地方，我都堕落了。
And he got alongside of me and spoke to me.
而且他在我旁边一直向我说话。
And what he said again and again was, "I am."
他一再的跟我说，我就是。
He is introducing himself.
他介绍他自己。
To the needy heart.
对着所有需要的人
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光
I am the door.
我是门
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活我是生命
I am the way, I am the truth and the life.
我是道路真理生命
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树
Again and again, it's the Lord Jesus himself introducing himself and saying, this is what I am.
一次又一次的，耶稣他介绍他自己说：“我就是这些。”
Now, when I was very young, these were just scriptures to memorize.
当我很小的时候，这些经文对我来讲只不过是要记忆的。
And I remember that I was given 10 scriptures to memorize, and I memorized those, and I had a button that I could wear.
我记得当我需要背书的时候。所以我就可以背了十节的经文。
Now, if you ask me when I was very young, if I know these verses, I would say, yes, I know these verses.
如果你问我，我那个时候能知道不知道这些经文，我说是，我知道。
But dear brothers and sisters, maybe you've had the same experience.
可能你也有同样的经验。
It's not until you're in a situation where you need to know the Lord Jesus as the Scripture reveals him.
一直到了你真的像到了将来后来你真的明白耶稣就是像圣经所启示的
When you need to know him, then it is that he meets you.
所以只有当你要真的遇见他的时候那你就认识他
So only when you're spiritually hungry is it meaningful, I am the bread of life.
所以只有当你的灵里面是饥渴的他所说我就是这个生命这句话才有意义
When you're laboring for all kinds of things there's not true bread
当你为着所有的事情劳力的时候那个并不是真的食物
And you find that there's a deep hunger within
你会发现在你心灵的深处有一个真正的饥渴
In that place the Lord will reveal himself I am the bread of life
就在那个时候神向你启示我就是生命的粮
When you're trying to find your way and you're lost
当你想要找到一条道路却你却走失的时候
You may be a very capable person, but you find yourself in darkness as to God's will.
你可能很能干可是你在神的旨意里面你是却是很多很多的黑暗。
There it is where the words, I am the light of the world, really have meaning.
所以只有到这个时候神说我是生命的光世上的光才有意义。
And you know that if you want to have light, you're going to have to stay very close to Jesus.
所以我们也知道当你要真的要有亮光的时候你必须要跟着耶稣靠得很近。
Again and again, you find this type of announcement in the Gospel of John.
一再的你发现在约翰福音里面耶稣有这样多的宣告。
The verses themselves are fairly easy to learn.
所以这些经文本身很容易懂。
But the real revelation of the Son of God that they contain can only be learned through deep experiences.
但是在这个字句的后面讲到耶稣基督真正的事情，那只有经过圣灵，我们才能明白。
And through God's faithful dealing in our lives.
也必须要经过神在我们生命中的做工。
We are permitted to discover again and again just how deep our need is.
我们会一再的、一次又一次的发现我们里面是何等的需要。
And how the Lord Jesus has come as the answer for that need.
而耶稣基督他就是来了，就是成为我们那个需要的答案。
Now, if we stop with this, we might think that the only reason that he's come is simply to meet all of our needs.
所以，如果我们只停在这里的话，我们以为说他的来到只不过是满足我们的需要。
As God is a glorified servant.
所以我们有时候把神当作他是一个仆人。
And he's come simply to wait upon our needs.
他来只不过是要满足我们的需要。
And when we're in trouble, we cry out to the Lord.
当我们有困难的时候，我们向神呼求。
And he will come and deliver us.
所以他来拯救我们。
And make everything all right.
所以他使所有的事情都解决。
Well, dear brothers and sisters, that's only part of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这个只不过是部分的真理。
The truth that we see very clearly in the Gospel of John is that God has saved us for a purpose.
我们从约翰福音里面，我们看到神拯救我们是有一个目的的。
Again and again, the Lord Jesus referred to his disciples as those whom the Father has given me.
所以耶稣一再的告诉他的门徒说，对这些神所托给我的人。
In the Gospel of John, he is revealed as the Son of the Living God.
所以在约翰福音里面，神所表现的他就是那个活的神。
He is the Messiah.
他就是弥赛亚。
And he is shown gathering a people unto himself.
他能够把人聚集到他身边。
A people for his name.
人们是为着他的名。
A people to belong to him.
人们是属于他。
Apart from the world.
也是这个离开这个世界。
To belong exclusively to him.
完全的属于他。
And to be for him.
能够在他里面。
Their occupation is solely with the Lord Jesus.
他们所有的所做的都是为着耶稣。
And their calling is to know him.
他们的呼召乃是要来更多的认识他。
And to follow him.
来跟随他。
And the knowing him is in the following.
而且知道他，而且跟随他。
And there's one word that is unique to the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面有一个字非常的特别。
Unique in its emphasis.
那就是非常特别而且强调。
And that is the word believing.
那就是信。
You'll read the entire Gospel of John and you won't find the word faith there.
你如果看整本约翰福音的话，你找不到这个用这个信心这个字。
Faith is not just some abstract idea.
当我们讲到信心的话，它并不是只是一个抽象的观念。
Faith is not just a technique or a set of principles.
它也不是一个原则或者一个基础。
It's not a set of doctrines that I can say that will I that this is my faith.
也不是说一个教义，我可以说这就是我的信心。
Faith is always personal.
信心它总是指到一个人。
Faith is always active.
它总是活的。
And in the Gospel of John, believing is always attached to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当约翰福音里面每次讲到相信的时候，它一定连于耶稣基督。
That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God.
所以你或许可以，你可以，所以我们可以知道说耶稣就是神的儿子，就是弥赛亚。
And that believing you may have life in his name.
所以你们在他的名里面，你们就可以得到永生。
That means as you and I believe in him as God the Father reveals him to be.
所以我们能够相信他，就像父神所要将他显出来的样子。
Then we will have life in precisely that way.
所以我们就可以真正的得到那个生命。
He says, I am.
他说我是
And we say, Lord, you are.
我们回应说是的，主你就是。
And in our place of need, we discover who he is.
在我们所有需要的地方，我们发现他是什么。
And in that discovery, our hearts are bound more closely to him.
因为这样的发现，我们的心就跟他越来越近。
You'll remember when Martha's brother Lazarus died.
我们还记得吗？当这个拉撒路死的时候。
And the Lord had tarried 2 days in the place where he was.
所以神继续在他的地方停留了。
And when he finally saw Martha and her sister Mary.
当他最后又来，终于见到了马大跟玛利亚的时候。
Their hearts were weighed down with grief.
所以他们的心低沉到极点。
And Martha said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died."
所以马大就告诉耶稣说，你如果早来几天，我的兄弟就不会死。
And what is the Lord's response?
到底耶稣怎么回答呢？
Your brother will rise again.
他说你的弟兄会再复活。
She said, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day."
所以马大说，我知道在复活的日子他会再起来。
She had a religious hope in resurrection.
因为他有一个宗教的一个信念，说他在将来会。
Someday in the future, God will wipe away every tear.
在有一天，神会擦去一切的眼泪。
And we'll be reunited with our loved ones in the presence of God.
我们会在神的同在里面跟我们的爱的人再相聚。
It's a religious hope of resurrection.
这是一个宗教里面的盼望。
It belongs to some part of the distant future.
这是完全是对着将来的一个盼望。
But in the meantime, I just have a heart that's weighed down with grief.
可是在这个时候，我的心整个沉到了谷底。
And I have Jesus who was too late to do anything about it.
所以我认为耶稣，你实在来得太晚了，你没有办法再做了。
What did the Lord Jesus say?
耶稣怎么回答呢？
He said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live.
这些凡信我的人，他虽然死了，必定要活。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
说凡是信活着信我的人，必永远不死。
And then he said, asked the question that we often leave out.
所以他问了这个问题，我们通常都忽略了。
He said, "Do you believe this?"
他问说，你相信这个吗？
Do you believe that I am the resurrection?
你相信我就是复活吗？
Do you believe that I am the life?
你相信我就是生命吗？
Do you believe in me as God is revealing me to be?
你真的相信我就是神在我身上显现吗？
And is always tied to very, very practical situations.
所以这些事情完全是跟我们生活里面非常实际的事情连接的。
Now these are dear believers, Martha and Mary.
这里讲到我们真的是非常相信主的，马大跟玛利亚。
And yet the loss of one who was so dear to them weighed them down.
可是真的这些所有跟他们最亲近的人都使他们失望。
And the Lord Jesus wanted them to see that where I am, there's life.
所以耶稣要让他们知道说我是谁。
Where I am, there is victory over death.
我在哪里，哪里就有胜过死亡的胜利。
Where I am, there is living hope.
我在哪里，哪里就有希望。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this could only be learned in that deep situation of need.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情唯有在我们最深处的那样的需要的时候，我们才学得到。
I read that scripture from John chapter 8.
我曾经读了约翰福音第八章。
Jesus said very clearly, "Before Abraham was, I am."
So, 耶稣说的很清楚，在亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
He placed himself ahead of all of the traditions.
他把自己摆在所有的传统的之上。
Of all the patriarchs and all of the religious leaders.
他把这所有的遗传、所有的宗教、所有的宗教领袖之上。
He placed himself at the head of Jewish history.
他把他自己摆在所有的犹太人的历史之前。
All of the history of God's work of salvation through the ages.
所以经过这么多的世代，神的救恩。
Before Abraham was, I am.
他说，在有亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
And he deliberately invoked the name of Jehovah God.
他特别故意的这样的来说到，我就是耶和华。
I am that I am.
我就是。
This is Jehovah, the ever-living God.
我就是耶和华，这永远存在的神。
And Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
所以耶稣说，在亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
Now, what was the spontaneous response?
到底是这样的，马上的一个立刻的反应是什么呢？
The spontaneous response of those who heard was to pick up stones to stone him.
所以这些人听到了，马上就捡起石头来要打死他。
Now, don't just say, "Well, this is these religious Jews way back then."
我们不要说，这都是那些宗教徒，那些以前的犹太人。
This is the condition, brothers and sisters, of every human heart under the dominion of sin.
其实这个情况是在每一个人被充满了罪恶的人里面的反应。
Every human heart under the dominion of sin will refuse to have Jesus as God reveals him to be.
所以当每一个罪人他就会像这样，他拒绝耶稣，他说他是怎么样的
神。We will have Jesus as a good man.
你会认为耶稣他是个好人。
We will have him as a religious teacher.
我们认为他是宗教的教师。
We will even have him as a miracle worker.
我们认为他是行神迹的人。
We will have him as a figure in a storybook.
我们也读童话故事。
We will have him as a stained glass window.
我们就可以把它摆在彩色的玻璃上。
But we will not have him as God reveals him to be.
可是我们却没有真的接受他说他是谁。
Unless there is a deep work done in your life and in my life.
除非在你我的生命里面真的走到了那个绝境。
What does it take for the stubborn, unbelieving heart under the dominion of sin to come to receive God's revelation of his Son?
到底要怎么样的一个人到绝望的光景里面才能够接受耶稣他所启示
well,
他是怎样的
it takes a miracle of grace, there's no doubt about it.
当然这除了那个奇异的恩典以外是没有办法的
But how does he bring us to the place of willingness to receive?
那到底他要怎么样把我们带到一个地步我们会心甘情愿的来接受呢
God could overrule your will and your free choosing.
神他可以大大的可以说他就占据你的思想他控制你
He could simply cause us to believe
他可以强迫你相信
But the scripture is very clear
可是圣经很清楚的说
To all who receive him who believed in his name
对所有信他名的人
You must willingly receive him
你必须心甘情愿的来接受他
And yet this is something that it is impossible to do apart from his work in your heart
这个对于你如果不愿意的话那耶稣是没有办法做这件事情
How can we come to such a place?
我们怎么样能够来到这样的一个地位
Well now dear brothers and sisters this is the reason for reading that long story in John chapter 4
这就是我为什么读了这么长的经文约翰福音第四章
It is spiritual need that brings us to the Lord
是因为我们灵里面那个极深的需要可以把我们带到神的面前
It is a place of desperation that brings us to the Lord.
那是因为我们实在是绝望到一个程度，我们需要才把我们带到神面前。
And the Lord Jesus Himself is the example to us.
耶稣基督他就是我们的一个榜样。
He shows us how a thirsty soul must come to Him.
他告诉我们怎么样看到一个。干渴的心灵需要到他面前。
And yes, he takes the example of the woman of Samaria.
他因此他告诉我们撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
But before she is an example to the believer.
但是在这个以前
，The Lord Jesus is the example to her.
耶稣基督自己在这个撒玛利亚人面前就成了一个榜样。
Now I wonder if you've ever thought about it that way.
我不知道你有没有这样想过。
I always heard of this story from my childhood as the woman at the well.
我从小我就听到了一个女人在井旁的故事。
And probably in the heading of your Bible, you will see something like that.
可能在你的圣经里面，你也是读过。
It was the woman of Samaria at the well.
我们看到那个圣经的标题，有时候就讲到是撒玛利亚人妇人在井旁。
But if you read very carefully, it was the Lord Jesus at the well first.
可是你如果小心的仔细读，你会发现是耶稣先来到井旁。
It was really the Lord Jesus at the well.
实际上是耶稣在那个井的旁边。
And he was weary.
而且他真的饿了。
And he was thirsty.
他渴了。
And he was alone.
他是单独的一个人。
And he was at the well, but he had nothing to draw with.
他一个人在井旁，可是他更没有器具去拿水。
And he had to ask a stranger.For a drink.
所以他这个时候他必须要跟一个陌生人要水喝。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I wonder if you've ever thought about this.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有曾经这样想过。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God.
耶稣基督他是永生神的儿子。
He is fully God.
他完全是神。
And he is fully man.
但是他也同时是人。
And he shows us what it means.To be a human being.
他在这里告诉我们是到底他完全是人是什么意思
He is a model human being.
他是完全人的样子
Because he is a human being that is not under the dominion of sin.
但是他虽然是人，可是他却没有犯罪。
He is without sin.
他没有罪。
And yet fully human.
但是他却是完全是人。
And so we see our Lord Jesus in need.
所以我们看到耶稣他有需要。
And we see how these needs are responded to.
而我们也看到这些需要是怎么样子来回应。
Now you know it's an unusual thing for Jews to pass through Samaria.
所以你也稍微知道，当一个犹太人他要走过撒玛利亚是一件不。
If they were going north, they would always stay to the east of the Jordan River.
他们如果他们可以从东边在约旦河东走。
And they would follow. The Jordan River to the north.
他们可以从约旦河里面一直往北走。
And when they would pass Samaria, then they would turn to the left or right, whichever way they're going.
所以他们到了过了撒玛利亚，他们可以向左向右。
They were viewed Samaritans were viewed as a mixed people.
因为撒玛利亚这组的人，他们是混种。
Had some Jewish in their background.
他们有一些犹太人的背景。
And some Assyrian and some Babylonian.
所以有很多的祖先里面是巴比伦人或者叙利亚人。
And all of their ways was a mixture of all of these different things.
因为撒玛利亚他们很早就开始混杂。
And it's forbidden for a pious Jew to have any contact with Samaritans.
所以对于这个犹太人来讲，他们是不准去跟撒玛利亚人接触。
Is viewed as unclean, as defiling.
因为他们认为撒玛利亚人是不干净的。
Particularly to eat and drink after them.
尤其跟着他们一起吃饭的话。
But this account begins in an interesting way, brothers and sisters.
所以这个样子就有一个很有意思的事情。
In verse 3, we're told that the Lord Jesus needed to go through Samaria.
可是第三节这里就开始说，耶稣他要必须经过撒玛利亚。
He needed to go that way.
他必须从那里走。
Now, why did he need to go that way?
他为什么必须这样经过？
Well, were the roads closed on the other side of the Jordan?
难道那个约旦河那条路被堵死了吗？
No, we understand that when our Lord Jesus needed to do something, everything he did was at the prompting of his heavenly Father.
不，我们知道耶稣他所做的每一件事都是根据父神的旨意做的。
You know, at the end of the chapter, when his disciples showed up, they'd been to the market to buy food.
你知道在后面的时候，当这些他的门徒回来去买了食物回来的时候。
I wondered where they went if they were to eat the food in a Samaritan market.
我也搞不清楚到底他这些门徒到哪里去买食物，是不是到撒玛利亚人的市场去。
But they brought him that food, and you remember, they told him to eat.
他们买回了食物要耶稣吃。
And he said, I have food to eat of that you don't know about.
耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们所不知道的。
And they looked at each other and they said, well, somebody brought him some food.
所以他们以为说有人给了耶稣食物。
As usual, he's talking on a much deeper level. They don't understand what he's talking about.
耶稣其实是讲了一个更深层的意思，他们没有人能听得懂。
And he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
所以耶稣说，我的食物就是做那差我者来的工。
And to finish his work.
我来完成他的工作。
Now the Lord Jesus regarded the will of God as his daily food.
所以耶稣他把神的旨意当作他每天的食物。
And he regarded the doing of God's will as a necessity.
所以他认为能够遵循父神的旨意是一个必要的。
Not simply as an obligation.
并不是只是一个义务。
It was a need.
是一个需要。
And it was something that he deeply desired to do.
也是他从心里面非常盼望做的。
And so that when our Lord Jesus did his heavenly Father's will, he was not only doing what he must do, he was doing what he desired to do.
所以当耶稣他执行父神的旨意的时候，他并不是仅仅只做他必须做的，而是他真的是从心里想要执行。
And he was doing what he needed to do.
然后他做他必须做的。
The way a hungry person will sit down to a meal.
所以在当就像一个饿的人，他必须坐在食物旁边。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is the model human being.
所以在这里我们看到耶稣是一个平常人的一个榜样。
This is how God has created humans to be.
这就是神怎么样所造的人。
Now, I wonder if you thought about this.
我不知道有没有这样想过。
When I was very young, I had the idea that if there was something that I wanted to do, it must be wrong.
我曾经有过这样的观念，就是说如果我想要做什么东西，那一定是可能都是错的。
And there's all these things that I was supposed to do that was God's will, or probably I didn't want to do those things.
而有一些好像神的旨意，我应该做的事情，我却不想做。
The things I really liked, the things I was really drawn to, the things that I really lived on were forbidden.
而我真的从我肉体里面我真的想做的事情却常常是被禁止的。
And all these things that I had no interest in that seemed to be dry as the dust were the things that I was required to do.
而有一些事情实在是非常没有意思的事情，我却是好像被必须要去做。
Now probably you have had that experience.
我相信你们也有同样的经历。
And you grow up regarding the service of God and the will of God as a binding obligation or a duty.
所以当我们在成长的过程里面，我们看神要我们做的事情当作是一个责任，一个捆绑。
I don't particularly want to do it, but I have to do it.
我真的不太想做，可是我必须做。
If I don't do it, bad things will happen.
如果我不做的话，那么坏的事情就发生了。
And so the service of God is an obligation.
所以当我们服侍神的话变成一个不得不做的事。
It is religion, it is binding.
变成一个捆绑，一个宗教。
And I can't go free, I'm in this restraint.
我没有办法得到自由，因为我被绑住了。
And all of these desires, which may even seem very legitimate.
而这些事情看起来都是合理的。
You have to be very careful.
你必须小心。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the condition of fallen man.
所以这就是我们一个堕落的人他的表现。
But this is not the way that God created human beings to be.
这并不是一个神当初造我们的需要的样子。
The psalmist said, I delight to do thy will, O my God, thy law is written upon my heart.
所以诗篇的作者说，我从心里面神啊，我渴望你的道。
The psalmist says, my soul thirsteth after thee.
所以诗篇的作者说我的心渴慕你的话。
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul is longing for you, O God.
就像鹿渴慕溪水，我的心切慕你。
I am thirsting for the living God. When shall I see the face of my God?
我心里渴慕神，我在哪里可以寻求到一个活神呢？
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this is man as God has created him to be.
弟兄姊妹，这是应该是神所要造的人的样子。
That we have a capacity to long for, to hunger after, and to thirst to know the living God.
我们里面应该有一个那个样的渴望，我们要去追寻神这个一个活的神。
And when was the last time someone had to command you to drink some water when you were thirsty?
你还记得上哪一次是当你渴的时候，你必须要喝水？
All you have to know is where it is. Where is the water found?
所以你要去找说哪里有水。
I'll take care of the rest.
那么我就可以做。
God has built it into your life.
那个渴是神在你的心灵里面所创造的。
When the water that nourishes your life is reaching low level.
当里面那个你生命里面的水到了低水位的时候。
Your brain will signal that you're thirsty.
所以你的思想就会告诉你说你饿了。
It is not a duty that must be performed on the threat of some bad circumstance.
那并不是在一个这样一个真的一个责任。
It is the way life works.
那就是我们的生命就是这样活出来。
If water is available,
如果有水
you will take it.
你就会拿。
And you will enjoy it.
而且你会享受它。
Because you need it.
因为你需要水。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, consider this as you consider this story at the well.
所以我们有这样的观念，我们来看今天这个井旁的事。
Our Lord Jesus is the model human being.
所以耶稣基督就是我们人的样子。
And we see him, first of all, he is wearied with the length of his journey.
首先我们看到他累了。
He is weary from a long journey.
他经过了长途的跋涉，他累了。
He is worn out. He is hot. He is tired.
他已经非常的疲倦。
And he is drawn to the source of water.
而他必须要喝水。
And he takes his seat by the well.
所以他坐在井旁。
He is alone.
他很孤单。
The disciples have gone away to buy food.
因为所有的门徒都走了。
He has nothing to draw with.
他也没有东西可以打水。
And the well is deep.
这个井又深。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the condition of every human being who would come to the Lord Jesus as the fountain of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是每一个来到神面前寻求这个生命活泉的人的光景。
Are you wearied with the length of your journey?
你在人生的道路上，你是不是已经累了？
Well, if you're not weary, you need to journey on.
如果你还不觉得累的话，那你可能还要再继续走。
You journey long enough, you'll get tired.
当你走了够长的时候，你会一定会累。
And you'll sense a deep thirst within.
而你里面有一个渴的需要。
Now this is the way that God has designed it to be.
这是神所创造我们的。
You are weary with your journey and you are seeking the source of supply.
所以当我们在人生的路上走到疲倦的时候，你会寻找一个需要。
And when you sit down by the well, that's saying, you know, I'm not going to go any further until I get some replenishment.
所以你坐到了井旁，你说我不想再走了，除非我能够有一些供应。
Now, have you ever been to that place in your life?
你在你的人生里面是不是有过这样的经历
？Now, with me, most of my life have been spent running away from God.
那就像我在我的生命里面，我很多时候我就躲开神。
God would come after me, and I'd run as fast as I can the other way.
所以只要神在我，好像神在我后面追着，那我就跑得更远。
And you know, brother and sister, it wasn't until I began to get tired that I started to slow down.
一直到我真的跑累了，我才开始慢下来。
And the Lord begins to catch up.
所以神就追上了我。
Are you weary with the length of your journey?
你是不是在你这个长途跋涉里面你累的了
Now you sit down by the well, that means that your running is over.
当你坐下来的时候坐在井旁的时候
Some people you meet, they're full of all kinds of excuses about why they don't have to be a Christian.
所以有许多的人有很多的借口说我不需要成为基督徒
All kinds of intellectual reasonings and questions.
我们有许多理智上的问题
It's all just an excuse.
这都只是借口。
You get weary enough with your journey, and you'll sit down by the well.
当你人生的路上你够累的时候，你一定会坐在井旁。
But you'll make a discovery, brothers and sisters.
但是你会发现
，is that you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
你突然发现你要打水，可是没有器具，井又深。
Now this is my experience as a young person.
当我年轻的时候是这样子。
My home was full of Bibles when I was growing up.
哦，当我长大的时候，我的家里面有许多的圣经。
It's full of Christian literature.
而且有许多基督徒的文摘。
My family's schedule was full of Christian meetings.
而且我的家人常常有许多的聚会。
My parents took great pride in saying that when I was very young, people would ask where are you going, Charlie, and they'd say I would say church.
我的父母总是以我为傲，因为我小时候人家问我说你到哪里去，我总是回答我到教会。
Where are you all running so fast?
你为什么跑这么快
？We're going to church.
因为我要赶到教会。
Everyone else is out walking the dog.
其他的人都只在遛狗的时候。
And I remember the neighbor just wondered why are they always running like that.
所以我的邻居都搞不清楚。
I like to come home and take a break, and they're always running.
我们都在家里面休息，可是他们这一家人为什么总是到教会
？My dear brothers and sisters, for many many years of my life, I was right in the presence of the answer.
有多少很多的年来，我就在这个答案的旁边。
But it was a mystery to me.
但是对我来讲却是一个奥秘。
I thought I knew it, but I didn't know anything.
我以为我知道了，可是我并不明白。
I thought, well, these people who have these experiences, you know, God bless them.
我以为说一些有经历的人，神就祝福他们。
And some people you meet and they talk about the Lord Jesus, He's so real to them.
所以我看到有些人当他们在讲谈论神的事情的时候是那么的真实
I was always embarrassed because I knew it was true but I didn't feel the same way
我就觉得很不好意思因为我理智上知道那是真的可是我却没有那样的感觉
And I felt I was obligated to agree with them but really if I was honest I would say you know I don't know what you're talking about
我好像总是里面觉得我好像必须要附和他们，可是实在是我没有办法明白。
Well, there was the well there, but I wasn't weary enough to sit down yet.
在我的身旁，我已经到了井边，可是我却没有觉得到我必须要坐下来。
There came a time in my life, though, that I was in trouble.
所以，终于到了我的生命里面有很大的难处。
And that's when there was a cry that came out from my heart to God. I believe that was the mercy of God.
所以从我的心里面真的就有个呼喊要神我深深相信那是神的怜悯
And I said God I don't know if you're there but if you're there you've got to help me because I've made a ruin in my life
所以我向神呼求说神啊我不知道你是不是在那里如果你在的时候你必须要回答我因为我的一生我已经搞砸了
I can honestly say brothers and sisters it was after that things really began to happen
我真的诚实的跟你们讲，就是因为我这样的呼求以后，有事情发生了。
You're weary with the length of your way, and you sit down by the well.
当你真的累的时候，你坐在井旁。
But you discover that this well is too deep for you.
当你发现这个井太深了。
And you don't have anything to draw with.
你没有器具打水。
And you're all by yourself.
你只有一个人在那里。
You know, I thank the Lord for dear brothers and sisters and family members who have tried to help me spiritually from my childhood.
我实在很感谢我的家人、我的朋友，他们从我小时候，他们就试着帮助我。
And I received so much spiritual advice and counsel that I don't know if I'd remember one tenth of it.
我听了很多属灵的一些教训，可是我怀疑我到底能不能记得住十分之一。
And probably the best advice I ever received when I was a young person, when I was really in trouble, I forgot all about it.
就在我小时候，当我真的碰到困难的时候，我全部忘光了。
And all those verses I memorized, you know, I didn't know where they were.
当这个时候，我所有记的经文通通不见了。
But sometimes God in His mercy will see to it that you're alone, or that I'm alone.
但是神有怜悯，他有时候看，他真的看到我是一个人孤单的。
And the people and the things that we turn to for support and for help.
当我们转向那些人，我们要求帮助。
They won't be there.
他们不在那里。
And all we have is God Himself.
我们这个时候只有神自己。
Now this is a ripe situation.
这就是一个情况。
For receiving the water of life.
这是一个要收的。要接受生命活水的一个情况。
There is one step further, though.
但是还必须要进一步。
All his disciples were gone.
门徒不见了。
That means he was there alone.
耶稣单独在一起。
He had no bucket to draw water with.
他没有水桶打水。
That he could have done it himself.
他也没办法自己做。
He was in a situation where, in order to get a drink, he had to ask of.This Samaritan woman.
所以他必须要来向这个撒玛利亚妇人要水。
Now you remember how shocked and surprised she was to hear Jesus, a Jew, asking a drink of water from her.
所以我们可以想象这个撒玛利亚妇人她是这么样的惊讶，因为一个犹太人跟她要水。
She was amazed, and why?
她不搞不懂。
Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
因为他知道犹太人不跟撒玛利亚人来往的。
They'd rather travel around the long way than ask a drink of water from a Samaritan.
他们宁可绕一个远路，可他们也不会跟这个要水。
And for a typical Jew to ask a drink of water of a Samaritan woman, well, that would be having to take a step down.
但如果一个犹太人他去跟这个撒玛利亚人要水，那他自己把自己贬低了。
Now you know about this deep-seated prejudice between Jewish people and Samaritans.
我们都知道这种他们两个民族中间的偏见。
But I believe that there's a greater prejudice that is referred to here.
但是我相信，除了还有一个更深的一个偏见在这里。
There is no greater prejudice in the human heart than prejudice against God.
事实上，人心里面有一个更大的偏见，就是对着神。
And his prejudice against Jesus Christ.
那就是对着耶稣基督的偏见。
He is characterized as everything from a magic maker to a charlatan.
这个耶稣他生命里面真的是充满了各样，他也是行神迹的人。
And all manner of things are said about Jesus.
当我们所讲到很多的事情，关于耶稣的事情。
Things that are just patently false.
可是我们都认为那都是错的。
But in spite of all the misrepresentation there is in Christianity and religion in general,
不管在整个基督教里面怎么样的来讲到了耶稣的事情。
The fact remains that there is a deep prejudice in the human heart.
可是在人的心里面却有一个深深的偏见。
Fallen man will not have Jesus Christ the way God the Father has revealed him to be.
所以一个堕落的人他的心里面不会接受耶稣基督是神所启示的样子。
And in order for a man or a woman to receive eternal life,
所以为了当一个人要真的要得到永远的生命的时候，
it is necessary not only that you be weary.
那必须你必须首先你必须要感到饥渴，但不止于
这样。Not only that you be thirsty,
也并不只是你渴。
Not only that you be alone with God,
也并不只是你孤单。
You have to be willing to humble yourself to have dealings with one that previously you've had no dealings with.
你必须要谦卑下来去面对一个你以前根本就不想面对的人。
And that's not talking about just starting to go to church more.
我并不是说你从今天起你就必须常常到教
会。That's having real, definite, personal transactions with a God that you don't know.
你必须 要整个生命有一个极大的转变。
And a God that maybe all your life you have been biased against.
可能就是神在你的生命里面，你却总是来反对他。
You would have to be willing to call upon the name of Jesus when perhaps every Christian you've ever known has not been a very good witness.
但你可能你必须要在就是你的所有的基督徒的朋友都不是一个好的见证人的时候，你还必须要口称。
But are you thirsty enough?
但是你够够够。
Are you thirsty enough to have real dealings with a God that you don't know?
你是不是已经够渴到你现在要必须跟一个你从来不认识的神要来？
Maybe you said all your life until now, I don't need God.
可能在你的生命一直到现在，你说我不需要。
And God has nothing for me.
神没有办法给我任何东西。
You're willing to lay down that pride, that prejudice.
你愿意把你这样的一个骄傲、一个偏见摆下来吗？
And ask living water from the one who can give you living water.
去向这个能够给你生命活水的人去要水。
Now this is a real lesson that we learn, brothers and sisters.
这是我们需要学的真的功课。
The Lord Jesus said to that woman, "If you knew the gift of God."
所以耶稣就问告诉那个妇人说：“你如果知道神
，You have to know that God is willing to give eternal life。
你要知道神的礼物，他神是愿意把永生给我们。
He's the only one that can give it。
他是这唯一能给我们永生的。
He's the only one that has it to give。
他是这唯一的有这个礼物。
And it must be received as a gift because you and I we can never earn it。
我们必须要来用。”把它接收下来当作礼物，因为我们没有办法赚到。
And there's no money that can buy it.
我们没有办法用钱买到。
But nevertheless, a real and definite transaction is necessary.
而这个真正的一个生命的转换却是必须的。
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, "Give me a drink."
如果你知道跟你说话的人是谁
，God has shut up eternal life in His Son Jesus.
神在他的独生的儿子身上显明出来。
If you are to have eternal life, you must receive it from Jesus.
所以你如果要得到永生，你必须接受耶稣基督。
And to receive it from Jesus, you must go to Him personally and ask Him personally for it.
你要得到永生，你必须亲自的、个人的走到耶稣的身旁。
You might read a prayer or repeat a prayer after someone else.
你并不是只是在跟着别人的祷告。
But dear brothers and sisters, the prayers of transaction, are not for anyone's ears but God's.
你要知道这个整个生命的这个改变的祷告是神。
But you have to realize that there is salvation in no one else.
那你必须明白这个救恩。
And there is eternal life in no one other than the Son.
你要知道除了神的儿子以外没有其他的救恩。
If you have the Son of God, you have eternal life.
当你有了神的儿子你就有了永生。
If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have eternal life.
当你没有神的儿子你就没有永生。
And if you are to have it, you must go to Him and ask for it.
当你要得到这个永生你必须到他面前向他求。
But we thank the Lord that all who ask will receive.
我们感谢神因为所有人你只要求的
He will give eternal life to whoever asks without reservation.
他会把永生给所有要的人没有保留。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, it's time to stop.
弟兄姊妹们，时间已经快到了。
But I want you to think about one thing.
我有还有一件事。
We could stop the message at this point.
我们可以把信息停在这里。
And we would see that this is a gospel message about having man's deepest need met through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们也可以来看待今天信息是讲到一个人里面极深的需要来碰到耶稣。
Now some will point to how thirsty this Samaritan woman was.
我们也可以讲到说这个撒玛利亚妇人她是何等的干渴。
She was seeking to satisfy her deepest desire by one relationship after another.
她堕落了，他是怎么样的？想要在他的各种不同的人关系里面找到他的解决他的问题。
Jesus showed her her deepest need was the need for eternal life.
但是耶稣在这里告诉他说：“你真正的需要乃是得到永生。”
And that is why all of these other fountains you may drink from, but you'll just get dry again.
这也就是告诉我们说，我们如果去找别的泉源的话，你一定会再渴。
But you receive eternal life, you'll never thirst again.
但是你如果得到永生，你不再渴。
Now we could stop right there and it sound very good.
我们如果停在这里，可能听起来很。
But now the second part of this has to do with worship.
那么第二部分我们讲到敬拜。
And you know, after the Lord Jesus brought this woman to acknowledge her sin.
当耶稣向这个妇人让她承认她有罪的时候
，the conversation suddenly turned to worship.
马上这个话题转到了敬拜。
And worship is not about singing songs.
真正的敬拜不只是唱歌。
We tend to make worship a matter of certain activities.
我们有时候有会把这个敬拜变成了一些活动。
No, worship will involve music, and as opposed to, for example, a prayer meeting.
所以我们想，比如说在祷告会里，我们说要敬拜的时候，我们一定要有音乐。
But our Lord Jesus described what worship really is.
但是耶稣在这里向我们启示，真正的敬拜是什么
？And to sum it up like this.
他这样的说。
Worship is not what you get from God.
真正敬拜不是你从神那里得到什么。
Not just getting from God what you really need.
并不是你只是想跟神要你要的东西。
Not even receiving from God what your deepest need is, that is eternal life.
还不只是说你到神面前得到你真正的永生的需要。
Worship is when there is something coming forth from your life for God.
而真正的敬拜乃是从你生命里面你涌出来什么是向着神的。
When God is seeking something,
当神在寻找一些东西。
And God receives through your life what he seeks.
所以当神在你的生命里面突然看到了他要找的东西。
That is true worship.
那才是真正的敬拜。
True worship, not the appearance of worship.
这个敬拜不就是一个 appearance?
Just on the outside.
只是一个在外头的敬拜。
That is spiritual worship.
一个灵里面的敬拜。
Spiritual worship, what does that mean?
那到底什么意思呢？
It's not just you read a lot of Watchman Nee books.
啊，你便也不是说只是读很多尼托森的书。
God is spirit.
神的灵。
That means that true worship, spiritual worship, begins with God.
那是说到真正的敬拜是从神的灵开始。
It is what God is.
那就是神是什么？
Given to you.
神把他自己给你
and return to God.
而我们把他给我们的，我们回来。
That's why the Lord Jesus says, "If you drink of this fountain of this well of eternal life."
所以神，这就是为什么耶稣说，你如果喝这个泉水
，not just that you won't be thirsty anymore.
那里不但只是说到你不再渴
，there's going to be a fountain inside.
而是在你心里面会有一个泉源
，and that fountain is going to be springing up.
那个泉源要不住的涌出来
，and is that fountain springing up so that I can drink more easily?
所以那个泉源一再的涌出来，我们可以
，no, that fountain is springing up so that God can receive something in your life, something from my life.
所以当那个泉源一再涌出来的时候，神可以从那里看到。
God freely gives eternal life to whoever will ask.
神把他的永生白白的给人。
And is that life that will make you a true worshipper?
而那个生命使我们成为一个真正的敬拜者。
And that life that is in His beloved Son will spring up and be a satisfaction to the heart of God.
在神儿子里面那个真正的生命一再的涌出来的时候，能够得到神的满足。
Now isn't that your deepest prayer?
这是不是你心里面深处的祷告
？Your deepest prayer and my deepest prayer is not that God will give me a job.
我们真的里面最需要的祷告，不是说神啊给我一个工作
，Not that I'll get an A on my exam，
也不是说我在考试的时候得到一个
，Not that my kids will be safe and won't get in trouble，
也不是说我就不要碰到困难
，Not that he'll send me the right marriage partner，
也不是说我要娶到一个伴侣
，Not even that just he'll save me from my sin，
也还不只是说要从我的罪恶里面拯救
，But our deepest prayer is that God would receive something。From our life that is truly satisfying and pleasing to Him.
我们真正的祷告实在是要说，神啊，你可以从我生命里面，你收到一些东西是你要的。
That we stand before Him, we will not have any reason to shrink away in shame.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地站在他的面前。
To see the joy of His face, to hear Him say, "Well done."
我们可以看到神的欢喜，他告诉我们说，你做得好。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is why eternal life is given.
所以主弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么神要把永生给我们。
To constitute us worshippers of the living God in spirit and in truth.
所以我们可以在我们用真理灵圣灵和真理来敬拜神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主啊，我们感谢你的宝贵的话语。
And I do pray for my dear brothers and sisters here, and I pray for myself.
我在这里为着每一位弟兄姊妹还有我自己祷告。
That you will so arrange our life and our circumstances that we may make daily discoveries of our need for the Lord Jesus.
所以你在我们的生活里面是我们真的每天可以看到我们真正的能够需要。
And pray that these scriptures which may not be real to us yet.
或许 这些经文到今天可能对我还不是那么的真实。
Make them living and true in our lives.
求主你使这些成为一个我的生命的真实。
You may be satisfied that you may be glorified.
所以你可以满足而且你可以被荣耀。
We ask it in the precious name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们靠着你宝贝儿子耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.